This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No word from authorities yet whether they have any idea who's been sending bombs to some high-profile Democrats as well as CNN. Seven of them were discovered in recent days, and this morning an eighth is turned up at the restaurant in southern Manhattan owned by an actor who infamously said at this year's Tony Awards,
"It's no longer down with Trump, it's Trump."
That's actor Robert De Niro. The suspicious package that turned up at his restaurant's now being taken for disposal by a New York City bomb squad. A new report says CIA Director Gina Haspel has heard a recording of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi being murdered at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Haspel is in Turkey currently to gather facts about the murder. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The remnants of Hurricane Willa are soaking Texas now, and they could be causing problems soon for the South and even the Mid-Atlantic this weekend, perhaps even heading up to New England. Willa slammed the Pacific coast of Mexico this week as a Category 3 hurricane. A low-pressure system from that storm is merging with a second system and will be bringing those heavy rains and thunderstorms to the Deep South before moving up through the Carolinas tomorrow. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration's efforts to withhold funding from sanctuary cities. U.S. District Court Judge Richard A. Jones ruling yesterday it's unconstitutional for the executive branch to withhold funds through an executive order. The president tried to withhold funds from Seattle and Portland, Oregon, because of their sanctuary city policies. Oh, and nobody won last night's Powerball drawing. The Saturday jackpot now about $750 million. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
New York's Attorney General is suing ExxonMobil, accusing the oil giant of defrauding shareholders by not informing them of the risks climate change will pose to its business. The lawsuit coming after 3 years of investigation and cost the company millions. Prosecutors say Exxon kept two sets of books when accounting for the effects of climate change, and the company told the world it was prepared and planning on more stringent regulations to deal with it, while internally it was discounting the potential costs. California officials are warning that flooding could follow this year's wildfire season. The wet season in Southern California could cause areas that were hit hard by the wildfires to be especially prone to flooding, and people who live near foothills and downslope neighborhoods are the most at risk when there are orders to evacuate. So those people need to get out at once when they hear such orders. About a year ago, a mudslide in Santa Barbara County killed 23 people after the massive Thomas fire. And there are reports that Megyn Kelly's NBC morning show is ending. The report says that Kelly is talking to NBC execs about a new role, but that she's taken too much heat to keep her show after making remarks that made it sound like blackface was okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Liz Peek with us, former partner of Major Brackett Wall Street firm, Wertheim & Company, a former columnist for the Fiscal Times. She writes for The Hill and contributes frequently to Fox News, The New York Sun, and other publications. And if you want to go to her website direct, check out LizPeek.com for more information. Liz, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I am terrific. Thank you.
Hey, well,
that is not my cell phone.
No, it is mine. And, you know, these people thinking I'm available. What are they doing here? I'm talking to Liz Peek. Yeah. Hey, come on.
I'm terrific. Thank you. I'm not too happy with what's happening in the stock market. But, you know, these things happen, as they say. And we've had kind of a major sea change in, you know, the topics of conversation. We had for 8 years the guiding principle of don't fight the Fed. And now I think we're kind of looking at a period in which we have to sort of sidestep the Fed and try and sort of figure out what they're going to do next. But there are a lot of headwinds, things that used to be tailwinds, like lower oil prices, suddenly became headwinds when gas prices went up, dollars going up again, which, of course, hurts a lot of multinational companies who are translating overseas earnings in at a less favorable rate. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's some stuff going on, there's no question. And, of course, we have the midterm. So
exactly. Oh, and by the way, not to mention 7,000 and counting migrants in a caravan heading north, you know, from where they are.
Well, that's right. And in fact, I think the number's gone up since you last tuned in, and now there's a second caravan. So, you know, there's sort of hurricanes that keep coming at us, and now there are caravans that keep coming at us. But, you know, I think all of that means that there is no calming of our political waters, to put it mildly. And, of course, today these bombs that have been found at CNN and Hillary Clinton's house and so forth, I think have people on edge. I think Democrats are delighting in the fact that they can throw the whole issue of misbehavior and extremism and violence back in the Republicans' lap and somehow blame Donald Trump for everything. But, you know, it's just a pretty uneasy time.
Well, you know, the Democrats have been leading the way in their lack of civility, calling for civility.
Yes.
Of course, Hillary Clinton says, we'll be civil as soon as we're back in control. So, in other words, we're going to bully you into getting us back into office and having Nancy Pelosi et al., you know, on the steering wheel. I mean, we tried that for 8 years, and it worked so wonderfully. We just can't wait to have them back, right?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, it's worth noting that for the first time in years in September, all of a sudden Republicans had higher approval ratings than Democrats did, according to Gallup. And I think that came about partly because of the way Democrats handled the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And I also think it's because of all the sort of civil disorder and the misbehavior they've been prone to, and particularly since they've gone after individuals like Mitch McConnell most recently. And I think Americans really just despise that kind of behavior. There's no place in our society for people to harass others just because of their political leanings. And when you have the, you know, senior members of the Democratic Party calling for that, like Maxine Waters, Cory Booker, et cetera, it's pretty unnerving to people. It's unnerving to me, frankly, because, you know, as somebody who is on Fox a lot, you know, you kind of wonder if some lunatic's going to take issue with your very being.
Right.
It gets a little scary.
No, it's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, I heard one liberal commentator last night pretty emphatically call, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders a liar. And I thought, wow, that's pretty harsh. I mean, and pretty much justifying this kind of not rhetoric, but activity, that it's okay to go ahead and attack people and, you know, confront them at a restaurant and all this. I mean, come on, this is really out of control. But, you know, what is really prevailing here, Liz, at the end of the day, I think common sense. I know it's been a rare commodity, if that even makes sense to say it that way, because it almost sounds like an oxymoron to say that common sense is a rare commodity, but it seems to be that these days. But I think that what happens is households in Main Street America across this country are sitting down and actually having a conversation and saying, hey, do we want this kind of insanity? Do we want mobs versus jobs? You know, do we want the kind of momentum that we're having here, even in spite of the things that, you know, as you mentioned earlier, these headwinds brought to you in part by certainly Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, the Resistance Party, a party that's really lost itself. I mean, they are so unhinged. It's like they've lost their personality and they're just out of control. It's like they need a therapist real quick.
You know, I think it's amazing. It all kind of boils and goes back to the election.
They really
couldn't stand the fact, they still can't stand the fact that they lost the election in 2016. Part of that really is on the mass media because everyone teed up Democrats to think they were going to win and win big. And when they didn't, when this untutored non-politician who had no money to spend, who had no background as a politician, et cetera, came through and won, a person that they considered a buffoon, a joke, et cetera, or worse, you know, they really just kind of went haywire. And, you know, living in New York, it was really kind of a sad thing because we won the election. And boy, the next thing you know, the streets are full of protesters. And that really hasn't stopped. I don't mean that the protests have been as huge and noisy and annoying as they were in those weeks after the election. But really, the sort of whole essence of the Democratic Party is the resistance. It is basically protesting, and just, you know, kind of think what that word means, the outcome of the 2016 election.
Right.
And as I say, I don't really think it's working for them. I mean, we will see very shortly what the midterm elections turn out to be. But to the extent that they've been pulling back their expectations of a blue wave, I mean, I'm told that the polling in the 60 districts that are actually contested in the House are that it's basically dead even at this point.
Exactly.
I think they'll go completely berserk if they don't win the House.
That's what I was going to tell you is that Tom Perez now, he's going, I don't want to even talk about it. We're not talking blue wave. You know, I don't even know who brought that up. You know, he's distance himself from this. But, you know, that's the thing that makes you wonder. They went ballistic in 2016, and their saving grace was, well, 2018, we got a blue wave, and they've been talking this up. I mean, what are they going to do?
But, you know, Bill, they're not really doing anything to win back those voters they lost in 2016. And I just had a piece out today about it. I mean, if you think about what are they offering the middle class, that's really the big argument in this country right now, not you know, the poor people, because all those programs are kind of set in stone, although some want to amplify them, certainly. It's not wealthy people. Obviously, nobody cares about them. But the real question is what, you know, whether whose policies really are going to attract middle-class voters. And I watch this stuff pretty closely, and I got to tell you, all I see from Democrats appealing to the middle class is lying about the tax cuts, which they do. They say that the middle class didn't benefit, and in fact, the middle class did benefit to the tune of something like 5 to 15% in terms of what your income level was. It isn't huge, to be sure, but in addition, lying about the fact that the economy and the growth of the economy filters down to those workers. When unemployment is 3.7%, when wages are now, according to the Atlanta Fed tracker, going up almost at 4%, when everyone seems to have an opportunity to upgrade to a better job,
exactly.
That's the middle class, folks, and they're doing very well. So, in fact, I looked at some polling yesterday.
I'll tell you what, before we go there, we got to go to a quick break. More from
Liz
Peek after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Now I have
As promised, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like it. Liz Peek continues with us. Liz, of course, you know, I was reading back. You are like one of the original glass ceiling breakers. I mean, first female partner of Wertheim and Company, a major Wall Street firm like that. I mean, I know that probably you look back and you go, well, you know, that happened such a while ago. But the fact that you did that, I mean, and you continue to be a leader, you know, that's awesome.
Well, you're very nice. I have to say it seems like a long time ago, and I had a lot of people, men, frankly, along the way who, like my partners at Wertheim, who kind of understood that finally this aged firm, very successful firm, had to have some women involved, and thankfully I was, you know, doing a pretty good job, I guess, there, and they sort of thought it was time. But, you know, I'm happy to have played a very tiny role on Wall Street opening its doors to women, and I think it just gets better and better. My daughter's on Wall Street, one of them, and she's doing super. And so for all the stuff you hear about how women are mistreated and so forth, you know, are there pranks? Are there times when, you know, guys make you feel uncomfortable for one reason or another? Yeah, you know what? I lived with it. I mean, it's not the end of the world, and I showed them.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, and the thing is, in business like this, Liz, at the end of the day, do you got the goods? Can you deliver?
That's right.
And if you deliver, it doesn't matter your sex. Hey,
exactly
welcome to the club. You're on the team. You're a franchise player. You're hitting grand slams for us. Guess what? We're all standing up for you. Just go and continue to make it happen. And I think that it will be great, you know, when we get to that time when it's not about somebody's gender. It's just about their ability and desire to go make it happen. You know?
I mean, I have to say, for women, there is no better place to be than a job where there is visible accountability. And in most Wall Street tracks, that is the case. And in sales, in most organizations, that's the case. You either make the sale or you don't make the sale. So, I mean, that's a very limited list. There are many, many jobs where women don't have to rely on the good nature of people around them. They prove themselves. And they do it over and over again, as you well know. So, and in the world of entertainment or TV, I mean, you know, you either get the ratings or you don't. You
That's
get
right.
the readership or you don't. So I've been blessed, really, to be in fields where it isn't all touchy-feely. It's really kind of about delivering the goods, as you said. And you know, that's not all bad, right?
Exactly. No.
Anyway.
Well, for me, that's the way I want to be measured, and I've been very fortunate in my careers to be able to do that, and that's why I know that, is that if you can deliver the goods, hey, you're on the team, and all honor and glory, so we'll go make that happen. Getting back to what we were talking about earlier, speaking of delivering the goods, this is what the every man, every woman voter has to glaringly look at, which is disturbing for the Democrats who can only talk about resistance and about how much they hate Donald Trump. But there's no exchange of, you know, policy ideas that I can see that is going to be better for Main Street America. Are you hearing something I'm not?
Well, no. I mean, they're coming up with things. Kamala Harris came out recently with a program where people are going to be getting $6,000 a year in tax credits. And, you know, there are things like that, guaranteed income proposals, Medicare for all, et cetera. Look, I think over time, the best tonic for an economy and for every soul participating in that economy is a good jobs market and the opportunity to earn money and earn better money. What I was going to say before the break was that, you know, Democrats, in terms of polling, the middle class American has always favored Democrats because I think largely of their union ties. But that margin, which was almost 30 points 20, 30 years ago, is now down to 9. And it's been shrinking pretty readily. And of course, again, those are voters, a lot of them, who did defect from Democrats and voted for Donald Trump because he spoke to them. He spoke to them about the unfairness of our trade agreements, for example. When you open up the Financial Times, the New York Times, or whatever, the pablum that is constantly spewed out about international relations, about trade, it's never a reality check. I mean, Trump has disrupted everything in terms of challenging things like why our NATO partners are not paying their fair share of defense. Mm-hmm. Why should we allow China to steal our intellectual property? Why should the universal global postal arrangement disfavor American manufacturers and favor those in Shanghai? All those kinds of questions. You know, common sense Americans listen to Trump and they kind of go, well, wait a minute, I agree with that. I mean, mm-hmm. that makes sense to me. In this furor today about the Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Treaty, the mid-range treaty, I should say,
right.
You know, nobody was covering it legitimately. The point is that treaty that we have with Russia has been cheating on it. Even the Obama administration called them for cheating on it. Of course, the Obama administration never did anything about such abrogations of treaties or agreements. But they did call them on it. They are cheating. Why be in the agreement? Because it really affects our allies vis-a-vis China. Because China's not in that treaty, it basically leaves the Pacific Rim open to China basically having every kind of weapon they could possibly want, which really is very dangerous for some of our allies, like obviously South Korea or
Japan.
Japan.
Right.
So, you know, I think it is frustrating to me that our foreign policy establishment in particular is just constantly horrified by everything Donald Trump does, even though, as I say, if you kind of look at the policies one by one, it's pretty hard to find fault with a lot of what he's done.
Well, the thing is that amazes me, Liz, is the breadth of his knowledge. I mean,
yeah.
He is not a one-trick pony.
No.
I mean, you go right down the line, whether it's our NATO partners, like you say, medium-range missiles. I mean, he is on top of this. I mean, it's not like he's some kind of knucklehead. Yes, I mean, I understand he's disturbing the forces there because, you know, the Beltway has its own rhythm and its own, you know, sense of civility and how it's supposed to operate, and everybody is supposed to kowtow to the, you know, deep state and all that. Well, Donald Trump's not going to do that. Donald Trump's beholden to we the people. And this is why Main Street America says, look it, give me more. You know, he wants more Republicans in there. We're going to send reinforcements come these midterms. And like you said earlier, I'm thinking, look it, if they got this unhinged after 2016, Lord have mercy, what is going to happen here in a couple of weeks?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's still a very good chance, obviously, that Democrats take the House, but I don't think they're going to take it in any grand, sweeping manner. You will see, right? I mean, I just really don't know, and I don't think anyone knows at this point because the polling is suspect and things are shifting. You know, day by day, things are shifting, which is sort of remarkable.
Not to mention there's reports of voter fraud already. I mean, forget about the Russians and what they may or may not be doing, or China, or, you know, of course, now we find out that Venezuela supposedly is part and parcel to paying for the migrant caravan. I mean, like, you know, the story never ends here.
Well, the migrant caravan, going back to that where we started, I think is, yes, it has been funded apparently by left-wing activists in Central and South America, and it, for the sole purpose of embarrassing Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty remarkable because what really is the outcome of that is just exactly like the wave of families that came across the border when Obama was president. Americans come face to face with the reality of our immigration problems, that we don't have appropriate laws, that we cannot allow tens of thousands of people just to stream into our country. Generally speaking, none of us knows about this. We're not watching it. We're not watching the 5, 10, 15,000 people a month that are coming into our country. But now we are, because this thing has garnered so much attention. But you know what? This is on Democrats, because Trump had a proposal on the table, if you remember, many months ago, which was made up of very reasonable positions on immigration, including, by the way, allowing the DACA people to stay, which was sort of the original energy behind this, but also including things like getting rid of the diversity visa, reforming our rules for who can come into the country, cutting the chain migration, all those things. And you know what? If you go back and look at polling, even the Harvard polling on this, people like those ideas.
Exactly.
Democrats didn't even come to the table to discuss it.
Liz, we got to leave it right there. As always, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Contributor to Fox News, Liz Peek, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great one, Liz.
Thank you so much. You too.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More suspicious and potentially explosive packages turning up as this morning an NYPD bomb squad has taken away a suspected bomb that was addressed to actor and Trump critic Robert De Niro. It was found at an address he owns in Lower Manhattan. That following yesterday's discovery of such a device at CNN's Manhattan headquarters, and also in recent days, similar packages found addressed to several prominent Democrats. This morning we're getting word there's also a suspicious package being looked at in the state of Delaware that was addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden. President Trump says last night at a rally in Wisconsin,
"The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, America. Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour, waiting on a call from Anthony Scaramucci. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Trump, the Blue Collar President. Also, of course, talking about some more reveal on these alleged bombs that have been distributed. I think there's 8, maybe 9 now, and counting. And it makes you wonder. You know, I've got one report that there wasn't even a detonator on these bombs. It's certainly a scary thing nonetheless, but a lot to be still analyzed and considered here as our resources, as the president has called them out to do everything they can to find out who is the perpetrator of these bombs. So curious to get Anthony Scaramucci's read on this as well. I'll tell you, you know, you hear his name, his nickname, Mooch, which, you know, it's kind of a child. When you're named like Scaramucci, I mean, you're going to be known as Scare or Mooch or whatever. And his hood, you know, it was Mooch. So, you know, you think, okay, what is it about this guy who kind of rose through the political ranks and, became, he was an American financier, an entrepreneur, a political figure.
I mean, his background is quite stellar. I think he's the first of the kids in his family to go to college, graduates from Tufts, goes to Harvard Law School, a successful business career, and, you know, then is asked by the president to be on the transition team, if you recall. And then from the transition team, he ends up as a consultant or as a more than a consultant, he was a chief strategy officer. There it is. I lost my mind here for just a moment. Chief strategy officer of the Export-Import Bank, and then he was asked by the president to come in and serve as a communications director, and of course we know that that lasted 11 days. And since then, of course, he continues to carry water for the president, and I say not only for the president, but for we the people, who are, grateful to have as he would title in his book, a blue-collar president, someone who's looking out for Main Street America. I mean, again, I go back on that inauguration speech that the mainstream media said was rather dark. And I think, the reason that they thought it was dark is that they realized that there's a new sheriff in town, and it's going to be totally different than the previous sheriffs in town, you know, going along to get along, you know, kind of going with the rhythm of the bureaucracy and the deep state. Not going to happen, you know. It's not going to happen that way. And what Donald Trump is more concerned about is that he's concerned about the forgotten man and woman. He's concerned about our country, you know, this republic. Supposedly driven by the U.S. Constitution, and there are those forces that want to throw that out. To me, the midterms, that's what it comes down to, is that either we're going to continue to protect this constitutional republic or go along with the way the Democrats are moving because they hate Trump so much, and they're willing to forego, I'll tell you, any semblance of reflection of our U.S. Constitution. I mean, let's be socialist. You know, that's the answer. Really? Wow. I thought we got a pretty good close look at it. For 8 years under Barack Obama, you know, he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. Really? And wow, he came so close. And look what he did. Look what he did to our debt. Look what he did in terms of people that, went on welfare, that, suddenly found themselves with this growing reliance on big government. This is what Democrats do. I mean, this is their way to sustain their lifestyle. Is if they're in control of the levers of government and the bureaucracy, hey, they can make more people reliant on the government by handing out supposedly free stuff. And I guess okay, as long as you have free stuff to give out, as Margaret Thatcher alluded, you know, the problem with this socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. And at $22 trillion in debt, I mean, how much more can we withstand here? Not to mention, oh, yes, and we got people, you know, invading our country and storming our borders to get in here as well. And I understand all this confliction that's going on over that. I mean, we're all immigrants, right? I mean, we all came here, but we came here. Our parents, thank God, grandparents and some great-great-grandparents in certain cases too, came here with the idea that, this American dream is awesome. This is what I want, you know, for my family, for my kids. That's what my grandparents did. I mean, you've heard the story, at least from my mother's side, and my grandparents. I mean, they crossed the border into Texas, and they paid one penny. It's amazing to me. In 1900, they paid one penny for their, for their papers. And of course, my grandfather was a very talented butcher, and he was able to find work and did really well. My grandmother was an incredible seamstress. I mean, she decorated the windows in Los Angeles, she was known throughout the area, even amongst the movie stars, that she was the one to decorate the bedding, and you know, she would do this extra stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. In fact, I was relating with my son the other day that when my grandmother was 90 years old, I said, "Grandma, I really want to." Because she always, even at 90, she was, you know, her hands, they were a little bit weak, but she could still, you know, crochet and do incredible things. I mean, it was amazing. And I wanted something from her. I said, "Grandma, would you make me a tablecloth?" And she went, "Yeah, sure, mijo, just get me the yarn." And so I got her the yarn, got her all the stuff, and within 3 weeks, I mean, she's 90 years old, and within 3 weeks, this gorgeous, gorgeous tablecloth. I mean, I can't find it anywhere. I mean, just for fun, every once in a while, I'll look in and see, you know, other tablecloths and just look and see what, there's nothing like this. It's just gorgeous. And not only did that, she did some doilies and some other extra, you know, things as well, because I guess she had time in her hands and she had extra yarn. So why not make the most of it? Because that's what Mexican grandmothers do, by the way, besides throwing chanclas at you when you're being a knucklehead. And that's what I was saying the other day. If she was around, we were talking with Izzy Ortega. Said that if our abuelas were still around with some of these knuckleheads out there, you'd see the chanclas flying. And maybe that's what we need in around, you know, our political process here, is some chanclas to fly. And keep in mind, I understand people are a little bit sensitive and appreciably so. We should be sensitive and we should be on guard because of, the release of these packages. I mean, this is crazy stuff, that this is what it's amped up to be. And no surprise. And of course, and I don't like the responses back and forth, attacks on Sarah Sanders, attacks on the president, and because of things have, been said. I mean, there's been things on both sides. And we've been saying this forever. I mean, Barack Obama even said that we need to tamp it down. Michelle Obama, look at, they go low, we go high. You know, that kind of response. Well, it's not that it's them and us. I mean, it's all of us. I mean, it's like, look at, in our humanity, we're going to have moments of less than, as I call them, regrettable moments. And we need to be examples. When we hear things that are bothersome like this, we have a choice. We can respond in kind, or we can go high, as Michelle Obama said. And but it's all of us. It's not because, somehow going high is owned by Democrats or owned one party or the other. I mean, we all have that choice to come along and say, okay, are we going to be part of the solution, or are we going to add to the problem here, right? And so that is up to us individually, and that's what we love about this, this country that is predicated on liberty above all things. I mean, that's what unites us, is the freedoms that we enjoy, that we're so privileged to enjoy in this country. That's what we can't let go of, and that's what we're fighting for right now, is that we need to have that freedom of choice and liberty as enumerated in our U.S. Constitution, the right for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that is outside of the government. That is not within the parameters of the government. And that's where the government gets itself in trouble, because there are specific lanes that are enumerated in our Constitution. When branches of the government operate in their proper lanes, when we the people operate in our proper lane, it will go well with us. But we have to stay true to the construct of the Constitution to get the faithful results that are that have been there, and that from time to time we've been able to experience. Well, Anthony must have gotten hung up. We'll have to see about rebooking, so stay with us. This is Bill Martinez.
Works Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
It is with great honor that I've served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God, Indivisible. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you saved may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote.
888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and I know you've been watching intensely the movie trailers on the soon-to-be-released movie called Hunter Killer, based on a book written by George Wallace and Don Keith. And George Wallace joins us in just a moment here. He is a United States Navy retired commander, and he wrote the book that now has become the movie, which is kind of just be exciting for him. But a little bit of background on Commander Wallace. Raised on a farm in eastern Ohio, served 22 years on nuclear submarines, learned submarining on two of Admiral Rickover's famous 41 for Freedom, the USS John Adams and the USS Woodrow Wilson out of Charleston, South Carolina. Commander, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. I mean, to be so incredibly gifted. I mean, to go through all that you've done in serving our country and everything, and now, you know, to give us, you know, a series of books that you have, and of course, this one here, inspired from Firing Point, an earlier book that you'd written, comes Hunter Killer, and now here it is coming to the big screen. What's that like for you?
It's exciting. Probably the best way to describe it. Sort of the culmination of a lot of hard work on certainly Don and my part and a lot of other people's to make this a reality. Mm-hmm. And to see what Millennium Studios and Gerard Butler and Donovan Marsh did with our story is really great. Mm-hmm. They have done justice to what we were trying to do in telling the submarine story.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your background in dealing, commanding submarines, give our audience an idea what that's like. I mean, for me, I think about it. I certainly have toured some submarines, but to live on a submarine, to experience the whole life underneath the water like this is just something incredible to me.
Well, it's certainly something far apart from what most people get a chance to experience. I commanded USS Houston, SSN 713. She was one of the Los Angeles class. She's now decommissioned. And, part of the life is the submarine and the fantastic technology involved. But probably the most fun part, the most fulfilling part of commanding a boat is having a great team.
Yes.
And submarine really is a team sport,
mm-hmm.
and I may play the quarterback, but having that great team behind me to make everything happen is just fantastic. And probably saying team is wrong. It's a brotherhood because mm-hmm. it's one place where you literally depend on everybody on that team for your life mm-hmm. each and every day.
Yeah. I was going to say, to be in the close quarters like that, day in and day out, it transcends that. I mean, and like you say, it's about, it's life. It's life and death. I mean, it's that critical. I mean, you're dealing with there, right?
Somebody makes a mistake, you all die.
Yeah.
In a critical situation, somebody does something right, you all live.
Mm-hmm.
It really is that critical. Pretty much each and every day.
Well, the movie Hunter Killer, as we mentioned earlier, was inspired by one of your previous books, Firing Point. So tell us the synopsis of Hunter Killer.
Okay. I'll leave the ending out so everybody has...
We're all looking forward to seeing this. I got to tell you, there's so much buzz about Hunter Killer. We're looking forward. In fact,
yeah.
I was supposed to go to a premiere, and I'm in California right now, and it's just been crazy with my schedule. So I'm going to go and see the movie with everybody on Friday when it releases nationwide.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Now, I will say that a friend of mine told me that they should charge half price for the ticket. For your seat, because you're going to be on the edge of your seat the entire time. You're only going to use.
Oh, good. That's great. I love that. That's excellent. Yeah. Well, at least give us free popcorn or something, right? Yeah, go ahead. So, anyway, give us an overview.
Okay, basic synopsis. I'll give you the very quick one first. This is one that Gary Oldman described the plot.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it in probably just a couple of sentences. We're dealing at this point with Russia sort of in a decline, a president that's not really very strong, and a Russian admiral that wants to restore the honor of the Rodina, the motherland.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, as Gary Oldman put it very, very succinctly, he needs to be a magician, have a sleight of hand, so that the Americans and anybody outside won't interfere. So he comes up with a plot to bring the world to the brink of World War III as that sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dealing with that whole complexity of how he puts that together that this plot revolves around.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of the USS Arkansas, which is the ship that Jerry Butler commands,
mm-hmm.
Sort of falls into, by accident, what's happening. And it devolves from there where he and then a team of SEALs had the responsibility to foil the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like they catch themselves in a game of chess that's already been underway, right?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're trying to, they catch themselves in a game of chess, and they don't know they're in a game of chess.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know the rules of the game. So they've got to develop this all as they go along. Yes.
And meanwhile, they're relying, as they did for Hunt of Red October, history, any kind of intel that they can put together to figure this out. And I guess what makes this so powerful is that, you know, what you're presenting here and what you wrote in the book is not that far-fetched. I mean, you know, this seems to be, you know, what Russia is doing in terms of, as you say, wanting to return to their previous greatness. And that has been a growing frustration for Russians ever since the empire, so to speak, was broken up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, all of our books, you know, Don and I try very hard to be, I guess the best way to put it is right on the edge of reality.
Mm-hmm.
So to present a plot that is not the least bit far-fetched, it could actually happen tomorrow, and then devolve it from that. And sometimes there are risks with that. You know, we've had books where we're almost finished, and something happens in the world order, and our plot line just goes away totally.
Well,
and sometimes it's like this, and everything falls in place as the world order progresses, and frankly, we look like prophets. You know, we projected all of this.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, with your background and understanding, you know, world events, again, it's not that far-fetched to be that far in front of it. I mean, you can project, you know, some trajectory here with what's going on, but it's brilliant the way you've written the book. And, of course, now, like I said, I can't wait to see it tomorrow. Now, I got to imagine, as a commander of a submarine, that your experiences were really critical in consulting, you know, for this movie.
Actually, certainly we spent a lot of time in the book itself making it very real.
Mm-hmm.
And in the early screenplays, yes. Once the Navy got aboard, and they've been aboard very, very strongly for the entire production, they actually assigned a post command Navy commander on site for the entire filming.
Mm-hmm.
Commander Caleb Kerr is a good friend.
Uh-huh.
And they being Donovan Marsh and the filming crew, relied on him heavily for the authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I went to watch them film for a week over in London, and they were doing it in Ealing Studio over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't tell you how many times I heard Donovan say, "Hey, Caleb, where's Caleb? We got to ask him this."
Right, right.
And they were following exactly what he told them. So
uh-huh.
When you sit down tomorrow night and you look at the screen and you see that control room of the Arkansas, I know you haven't ever been on a Virginia class submarine.
No.
But if you look at that, that's exactly what a Virginia class submarine control room looks like.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, it is realistic. Yeah.
Well, at least this time, somebody taking pictures is not going to violate anything, any national security issues, and end up in the brig, right? Thank God for that.
Yeah, let's not.
But congratulations on the movie. Look forward to seeing it tomorrow night. You served for 20 years on nuclear submarines. What should civilians know about our military men who endure to serve our country?
Well, let me step back just a step here.
Mm-hmm.
One of our primary goals...
We only have about 30 seconds, Commander, here, okay? So
I'll talk pretty fast.
Okay.
Yeah, the primary goal that we have in our books is, you know, we build a plot around, you know, a novel around excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to tell the public, both you know, the general public and those that might have some interest in the military, just exactly what submarine life is like.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Yeah, we've been known as a silent service since World War II.
Right.
With good reason.
Well, Commander, we got to leave it right there. We look forward to seeing the movie. Releases tomorrow, Hunter Killer. And Commander George Wallace has been our guest. Thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. If
Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.